Good morning, everyone. Good to see you again. This is In an Observatory with Jason Evers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't really have much of a script prepared for you guys tonight. Sorry, usually I gather my thoughts before I come into the studio, but I've had such a crazy day that I'm thinking of maybe just talking with you guys instead, just off the dome. I was just out in Western Mass for the entire day. I drove out to Greenfield, which is about an hour and a half with no traffic. Went with two of my friends. We saw the beautiful, wonderful band Sound of Ceres at Hawks and Reed Performing Center, and they know how to put on a show. Their newest album, you might know them as Candy Claws, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but their newest album, Emerald Sea, I always thought it was pretty good, but I knew that there was something about it that I was missing. And the thing about it that I'm missing is that it's intended to be viewed as a live performance with like dancing and lights, and seeing them play the instruments live, it put an entirely different spin on the album that I didn't get at first. So I had a wonderful time. We spent some time in Vermont and New Hampshire, and by some time, I literally mean we just drove through for 10 minutes each because we were really on the border of the three states. So I did about 5 hours of driving today, and I'm pretty beat, but I'm happy to be in the studio, happy to be talking to you guys again. Tonight, we're going to be focusing on black holes, which are some of the coolest, most interesting things in the universe, and to supplement that, I've chosen some wonderful Midwest emo music to show you guys, because for many, many years, a good 3 years, the only music I listened to was Midwest emo. So I'm very excited to show you guys some stuff. Let's get back to the music.
Love.
Welcome back, everyone. We started with Boys Life, then we did Mineral, American Football, Midwest Pen Pals, and Rainer Maria. I've got a lot of other good stuff coming up just after this short intermission, where I'm going to tell you guys a bit about black holes. I actually know a thing or two about them off the top of my head. A black hole is what's formed when an extreme amount of mass, or really any amount of mass, is compressed into a small enough space. And by a small enough space, it has to be very, very small. Something like, if I remember correctly, something with the mass of the sun being compressed to the size of a peanut would form a black hole. The pressure would crush it. It would compress into a point of infinite density called a singularity, and this point would have such a gravitational pull that not even light would be able to escape from this gravity, which is why they're black, because no light is coming out of them. No light is reflecting off of this point. Black holes are really, really fascinating. They're maybe the most extreme thing in the universe. Scientists think that they might be wormholes, they might lead to other universes, crazy stuff like that, but you'd never be able to survive going into one, which is why we will never do it, because it is impossible. You'll be pulled apart by the gravitational force of the singularity long before you ever reach it. What's fascinating about that is, if you were to fall into a black hole, say your feet were closer to the singularity than your head, the gravity at your feet would be so much stronger than the gravity at your head that you'd actually be pulled very, very thin, which is how you die if you fell into a black hole. And this process isn't just called stretching, it's called spaghettification, which is very, very funny, because you get turned into a thin strand of spaghetti. Yeah. So we're going to get back to the music. We have North of America coming up. We have Korea Girl, The Promise Ring, Cap'n Jazz, and many more coming up. So stay tuned. Thank you.
Got a letter, an invitation. The day is here, it's been 10 years now. And it's time for reunion. Why would I spend more time with people that I hate? Couldn't wait to leave.
Welcome back, everyone. You just heard North of America, Korea Girl, The Promise Ring, Cap'n Jazz, and Algernon Cadwallader, the last of which have always been said to be sort of a Cap'n Jazz tribute band, even though they're not. They just sound kind of similar. So that's why I put them back to back. I have a quick PSA to tell you guys. It has to do with falling, since I was thinking about falling into a black hole. So this is on ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Before we get back to our last couple songs of the night, I had a quick question that I was wondering while I was thinking about black holes, and that is, when was the last time you cried? Was it a quick cry? Was it a long cry? Was it a cathartic cry? Or did it leave you longing for more? Do you think it was legitimate, or was it just silly? Think about it. And if it's an answer that you want to share with the world, give the observatory a ring. I'll be here to pick up. Back to the music.
So
So these were a couple long songs. We heard The Gloria Record, Football, Etc., and Jejun. We only have 5 minutes left, so I am required to let you know that this is In an Observatory with Jason Evers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to end with Mineral again, and maybe a bit of Penfold, depending on time. I will be back next week. Actually 3 a.m. next week, because I'm switching around some time slots. The person before me sometimes is not here, so I will be here either 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. next Monday, and we will be discussing the constellation Virgo. I think I am feeling a proclivity towards Virgo, so I think that is what I want to investigate in next week's episode of In an Observatory. So we'll be listening to some fun music and talking about a very, very cool constellation with some very cool people born under it as well. So we're going to keep going here with Mineral, and I cannot wait to see you all next week. Have a good night, everyone. Keep looking up.